Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, in the United States and across the world. It is 10 o'clock in the morning in Kansas time, and finally, Blog Talk Radio, Jedi Realist Radio, is back on the air. All right, today I actually wanted to just get a getting comfortable episode again, so I'm kind of going back to basics as to what Jedi Realism is and what it is not. Is this going to resemble my pilot episode without all the ums? So get ready for a ride. It should be wonderful. And I also want to talk about some events going on within the community and some really wonderful things happening and how well we are doing. All right. When people think of Jedi Realists, you know, we are broken up into three main categories. Unfortunately, only one of these categories is true Jedi Realism. All right, the first thing people think about are the over-the-top Star Wars fans. These are the people who can collect the movies, they play most of the video games, they enjoy cosplay. Give a shout-out to the 501st because, you know, they are, like, the most Star Wars in-depth cosplay people. Their costumes are straight out legit. And they also like collecting Star Wars stuff. You know, I do recall seeing on eBay, you know, a Bubba Vett went for several hundred dollars, Money and Falcon went for several hundred dollars, and these people collect this stuff because they're Star Wars fans. You know, they love the movies, they close the movies, they love playing the games, you know, all that fun stuff. However, they leave it there. They're just Star Wars fans, and that's totally cool. You know, they don't particularly fall into the mythology of Star Wars and searching for a good word. I know it's a wonderful word, and right now it's escaping me. But, you know, they enjoy the films. They enjoy the games, and they leave it there. The next group of people is the, I call them Jedi hobbyists. They, most of the first ones, you know, they love the movies, which is what gets them into it. But they're a little more in-depth. Again, they visit our old websites and our forums and our Facebook groups, and they kind of post here and there about what they think a Jedi is, so forth and so on. They find the information that they find on the internet interesting, but they rarely apply it to their own lives. They may tell others that they're a Jedi, but only in a joking way. You know, people can pound on me all they want for saying this, but the UK census, where other people claim Jedi Knight as, you know, their religion, yeah, most of those people, I would just call them Jedi hobbyist part of it, but that's just me. Again, they go into forums and they read information. They find some of it useful, but they really get involved in the physical training or deeper spiritual understandings that the Jedi realists fall into. Instead of, you know, getting off their butts and doing things, they just kind of, I guess the term keyboard master would be the best term I have used for them in the past. It's, you know, they can pluck away and at the ones and zeros on the internet, but, you know, you're not going to get them to the gym, you're not going to get them to the dojo, or in my case, the dojon. They're just not there. They're not ready for that point. They could be, but, you know, at the moment that they come through, they're just not. Okay, these people also, they come and go through the communities, but they really commit to a community for long, and they very rarely make connections with people within the Jedi communities. You know, they might go to IJRS. They might go to Force Academy. They might go to Tajo. They might go to Tajo Force. On Facebook, they might go to Jedi Church, Church of Jediism, in the hundreds of other Facebook groups we have out there. But, you know, they kind of go, they, you know, they post a little bit, but not that much, and they never let people know who they truly are. You know, they sit behind their profile picture, and, you know, you don't know who the person is behind that. The last aspect is a term that was used, actually a term Jedi realist. I wish I could take responsibility for it, but unfortunately, I have to say the first person I heard use it was Alex Hopkins, and it was on the site Unify Jedi that was ran by Sean Seifer, may he rest in the forest. These are the people who, you know, we train our triquatra daily. We train our minds, our spirits, and we train our bodies. We are active within Jedi Realist community on and offline. You know, we hit the forums, we hit the Facebook group, so forth and so on, but our connections are deeper than that. You know, we have, if we don't have Jedi chapters in our own areas, we at least attempt to get Jedi from surrounding areas and keep in steady contact with them and hope to come up with a Jedi group at one point. The best example of a Jedi group I could think about is, you know, my friends in the Chicago Jedi, led by Gabriel, and I believe Ross is probably his VP. But, you know, they are probably one of the most set forward on your way Jedi chapters in the United States. After that, Heartland Jedi, I believe, are coming in, Maryland, Virginia Jedi, Kansas Jedi. I'm still working it, but that's beside the point. All right, these people who are Jedi Realists also promote Jedi Realism within their spheres of responsibility in a positive manner. You know, we don't walk around with lightsabers on our hips saying, ooh, I'm a Jedi Master, yada, yada, yada. No, we promote the values of Jedi Realism within our lives. You know, we don't say, okay, this is me, Hannigan, and I'm at work and I have this life, and this is me, Hannigan, and I'm at a Jedi gathering, I have this life. No. My personality is the same no matter where I'm at. My goal is to have people look at me and think, you know what, this guy has something different about him, a good quality, he's a genuine person, yada, yada, yada. What makes him that way? Well, yeah, actually, I'm a Jedi realist, da, da, da. And when you say that to people, at first, you do catch them off guard, and there is explaining to do, because you cannot just say, I'm a Jedi realist, and walk away and have anybody in this entire world take you seriously. They will look at you like you're the biggest Star Wars nerd in the entire universe. And truth be told, I've read most of the Star Wars books, and I probably am a Star Wars nerd, but Jedi Realism is so much beyond that. You know, we look for the practical parts within the fiction. You know, as much as I would love to say I would love to force push a person or, you know, use telekinesis and throw a chair at somebody every now and again, yeah, I'll be honest, I want to do that. However, practicality part of it is it's just not possible. What I can do instead is I can train in Reiki to develop my spiritual aspects, to develop my healing arts. I can study martial arts, you know, in that if I have to actually involve myself in a confrontation, I'm ready, willing, able to commit to that action. I can work out. You know, thank God I'm not a meathead, but I can work out, and in case I have to get involved in a physical confrontation, I do have the force in the, the force, yeah, no, not the spiritual part of it, but the physical aspect and the cardio activity, where if it gets into a long confrontation, you know, I'm not going to be winded in the first 30 seconds. I'll backtrack a little bit. You know, thankfully, you know, nowadays there's so much information for Jedi Realists to follow and to practice. I mean, when we started this, you know, back in the early 90s, there was next to nothing. We only had a couple books, a couple RPG manuals to go with, and now we have a plethora of, you know, kind of universe books. You know, George Lucas may try taking the EU away from us, but most of the Jedi Realists in the community learn from that. And whatever Lucas says, he does, because Lucas and Star Wars is going one way, Jedi Realism is going a completely different direction, and I am thankful to be a part of that ship. One book I will recommend, you know, if you don't want to get into fiction, the book's called The Jedi Path. I'm looking through it right now to find the author and so forth. Oh, that's right, they didn't come out with it. Okay, The Jedi Path, a manual for students of the Force, is produced by Becker and Mayer. You can find the book at most Barnes & Noble. It is Lucasfilm Ltd. Originally copyrighted back in 2010 when it came in a really cool box set. Now it's about $20 for a book itself, and it's pretty good. I should take a picture of mine because it's actually completely almost annihilated by how many times I flipped through the pages. All right. What else can we talk about here? I managed to go through what I wanted to go through far too quickly. Actually, I'll get into the Jedi Code here very briefly. Again, it's back to basics, so I kind of want to focus on just that, the basics. All right, for anybody who claims to be a Jedi realist, the one thing that you do follow is the Jedi Code itself. Jedi Code is 5 lines. It starts off with, there is no emotion, there is peace. There is no ignorance, there is knowledge. There is no passion, there is serenity. There is no chaos, there is harmony. There is no death, there is the Force. Although I just said all the Jedi realists follow this code, we all have different interpretations of the code, which is actually wonderful. The point of the code is not to stick to a steady dogma that, you know, if I fail to practice this, I'm going to go to Jedi hell and, you know, be surrounded by Sith Lords. No, it's not about that. It's about, how do you see the code? How can you apply it to your own life? Because the way I look at it and the way I see it and the way I apply it may or may not necessarily work for you. Even within teachers and students, the one thing that we always stress to our students is that this is my belief. This is how I see it. I don't expect you to carry that view. You know, this isn't the old grammar school days where our teachers told us 2 + 2 = 4 and we bought into it. Or, you know, this letter is this letter is that, or this is the historical events that happened in the day. You know, we believed our teachers, we trusted our teachers that they would direct us in the right way, and we would parrot whatever they would tell us because we wanted to ace the tests. Now, as adults, we look at it, we look at learning in a different manner. We look at it as in, okay, this is this person's opinion, this is what they see. However, I see it a different way. Now, it's totally fine because you should be using your mind. You should not just take on what everybody tells you and then mimic it back or parrot it back. That's just a complete lack of brain function and a complete waste of everybody's time. If you are ready, willing, and able to learn a path, you should actually learn it for yourself. You shouldn't just do what somebody tells you to do. You know, go your own way. If it means going against the grain, trust me, been there, done that, loved it, and I would do it again if I had to. All right, get into a little bit deeper. There's no emotion, there is peace. This is not saying that we're Vulcans. You know, not to my Star Trek people out there. You know, Jedi have emotions. Jedi realists, we feel emotions. The thing is that we don't become our emotions. We have happiness. We have sadness. We have depression even. We have excitement. In fact, if you ask every Jedi realist who's going to the gathering how they feel right now about the gathering being 3 weeks away, yeah, they're going to say they're pretty damn excited. You know, the thing is, we're not consumed by these emotions. We don't dwell in them. We don't focus on them 100%. You know, when we're happy, we acknowledge and we move on. When we're sad, we acknowledge what makes us sad. We move on. When we are angry, let's start again. When we feel anger, we acknowledge that emotion, we deal with the situation, and we move on. That's the thing. We move on. We don't become those emotions. Anger is the easiest way to look at this one. It's a person gets angry about something, and they do not acknowledge it. They do not deal with it. Instead, they let the anger focus, and it becomes more of a, instead of a little pinhole thing to look through, it becomes a huge gap. And eventually a person becomes angry, and their anger is all they think about, and they feed that emotion. They express it, and they keep holding on to it. Unhealthy in every manner, and every emotion is unhealthy in its extreme. You know, love, happiness, anger, it's all the same. In their extremes, they're all bad. What else can I say about there's no emotion, there's peace? Actually, for a quickie episode, that's all I'm pretty much going to say. Yeah, covered that one pretty well. All right, there's no ignorance, there's knowledge. Here's a fun one. There are many things in this world I do know about. However, there are many more things I do not. For example, if you ask me about Reiki, I can talk about it. Ask me about Shaolin Kempo. Ask me about Taekwondo. Ask me about American Kempo Karate. Ask me my thoughts on Bruce Lee. I can tell you all that. However, ask me about auto mechanics or ask me about how to do home repair. Yeah, I'm pretty much ignorant in that area. The thing about it is acknowledging your ignorance is not a bad thing. It's when you fail to do nothing about it. You know, if I had to go and fix a tire, yeah, I can, you know, read directions and follow directions and do my best and see what happens. If I had to go and fix a window, actually, I'd rather hire somebody to do it because they know what they're doing and they're good to go. But if I had to learn how to do something, I could learn. You know, we have such a wealth of information in front of us. The internet is more than Facebook, Twitter, and Blog Talk Radio. The internet has so much information out there, even YouTube. As much as I'd love to dog out YouTube, you know, it has some funny-ass videos on there. However, if you actually want to learn something, YouTube does actually have a lot of pertinent videos. My brother-in-law, he had to change my sister's starter in her van twice. And, you know, he watched a video and he looked at me. He's like, all right, we can do this. Didn't take that long and we figured it out. My brother-in-law, I believe he is more mechanical and cunning than he likes to admit, but the fact that he didn't know what the hell he was doing, watched a couple videos, read some directions, and a little while later, we had the starter changed. I'm pretty sure car mechanics would have laughed at our time frame. However, the point's still there that he did it. And the way I helped was, I believe I held tools, and I did a couple quick things, taking off bolts, but it was decided that me with tools is not the best idea. So I helped more with talking and keeping positive. All right. There are many things in this world that we don't know. There are many things in this world that we do not understand. However, if it's an interest that you want to pursue, then take the time to learn it because it's definitely worth it. All right. Well, I think I skipped a couple things, but that's okay. There's no passion, there is serenity. The one thing I love, the term passion. The term passion is used so incorrectly most of the times. Passion is something that you pursue, something that you follow to the expense of everything else. For example, a passionate gambler, all they do is they focus on gambling. They will let their homes, their jobs, everything else slack because they want to sit their asses at the poker table and win lots of money. People who are passionate about their careers, they focus their lives solely on their careers. Instead of enjoying life, enjoying what they have around them, they spend all their waking moments focusing on, you know, what they can do to further their career within their employer line. you know, for martial arts, you know, we do have people who are passionate about their martial arts, that they will spend 8 to 10 hours a day at the dojo, at the gym, you know, in the front yard working on it. You know, that's all they do. So again, they neglect their families, their friends, and other aspects of their lives so they could be solely mindly focused on that objective. Okay, again, there's no passion or serenity. Again, whatever passion, but I didn't go over serenity. Serenity is, I hate using definitions of words because they don't quite work. Serenity is that feeling that everything's fine, everything's calm, everything's peaceful, everything's going to go the way it's supposed to go, and I'm not going to stress over it. So instead of focusing on your passions, just go with the flow. Sure, work your goals, you know, work on achieving them, but don't do them to the expense of everything within your life. Otherwise, you're going to wake up divorced, miserable, and alone. All right. There is no chaos. There is harmony. This, I love this line, because when stuff gets whacked out with my family and it goes into chaos mode, I just laugh about it because I'm like, yeah, there is no chaos. There is harmony, huh? Not in my family. But then when you look at it deeper, it's, you know, we could be surrounded by chaos. However, it doesn't mean that we need to become the chaos that we're surrounded around. We can look at the chaos and say, okay, how do we deal with the situation instead of being part of the chaos and just making the situation worse? Should I realize we are surrounded by the chaos? However, we keep our minds, we keep everything focused so we can work through the chaos and hopefully neutralize that situation. You know, I don't care if it's, you know, trying to deal with 5 kids at once and all kids trying to go the same way. I don't care if you're walking into a situation where there's a 2-on-1 beating and a lot of people are cheering those 2 dumbasses on for beating up one person. Should I realize you need to understand that there is chaos? It's always there. It's always around us. However, what you do in those moments, what you do to control the chaos and neutralize the situation is what makes you a Jedi realist. You can either become one with the chaos or you can work on obliterating it. All right. There is no death. There is the Force. All right. What can you say? I am not a religious individual. I do believe that, you know, we do have part of the universal life source within us. I cannot be a Reiki master and say, no, energy is not real. I believe that when it's our time to pass into the universal life source, our essence lives on. Our physical bodies die. Thank God mine will not deteriorate since I'm going to go out Qui-Gon style and get burned. Also like my father, but not put into the ground. You know, your body's dead. It's gone. Your body is temporary. Your spirit is forever. You know, the term Force Ghost that you get in Star Wars movies, yeah, I believe those 100% because we have proven the existence of spirits. They are there. They are out there. So, Force Ghost, totally real. Becoming one with the universal life source, a totally legit belief system. You know, energy cannot be created or destroyed. It's always there. It might disperse. For example, when your body dies, your energy disperses back. But your energy, your essence, your soul is always around you. Okay, let's see. Got about 7 minutes left in the episode. We'll probably talk another 5, but I'll give you guys an early out. News within the community. All right, the Jedi Gathering is coming up. It's in Michigan. I cannot wait to be a part of it because this year is going to be awesome. We have 4-ish people that I can think of off my head right now that are coming for the Knighted Trials, and all these people are wonderful. They have been within the community for so damn long. You know, they are what I like to term as the old guard, people that's been around since, like, late 90s, early 2000s. Kit, who is also running the gathering, she's been part of us forever, and the way she is at the gathering, she's more of a dead mother to us all, which is wonderful. She is responsible for most of the KP duty, and she does so much, and she does so much behind the scenes that we couldn't function without her. Gabriel from Chicago Jedi, the founder of Chicago Jedi, actually, you know, his examples are, you know, right there evident in front of everybody, Chicago Jedi. They are a strong, deep group. The one thing that he brings to the total community, though, is if you want to talk about serenity, this cat is nothing but serenity. I am going to strive really hard this year when I'm at his house and hanging out with him for a week total, see if I can get him to break that serenity a little bit. But I don't think even I will be successful in that. Other person, War Beauty, Paris Cartwright, you know, from the Virginia Jedi. Again, she has been a pillar within the community. She did wonders before she left Tacho. And this woman is completely phenomenal. I had a chance to spend a good bit of time with her a couple years back. And her addition to the Jedi Earth community is incredible. Opie, who lives out in California now, again, he's been with the community for years. And the one thing I'm grateful for this guy for doing is he saved information from a lot of the old forums and moved it over to a different one. So all of our history was not exactly lost. Even though a good bit of our history is gone, at least he managed to salvage a good bit of it. Last person to be up for the Night Trials as myself, which I'm kind of at the opinion that if I'm not knighted by now, then there must be something seriously wrong with me. I'm sure not going to toot my own horn on what I've done. I'll just say, hey, Blog Talk Radio, check it out. If any of the lessons I've delivered come in practical, then great. If they aren't, I'm sorry you waste your time listening to me. So I'm going to leave on that one. Other exciting news, I am going to have Justin from Knights of Awakening on an episode in July. Those who don't know, Justin is one of the founders of Knights of Awakening. He is getting back to doing his own show here shortly. He temporarily employed me a couple summers back. I had a great time working with Knights of Awakening, and I'm looking forward to kind of us reaching out and hopefully supporting each other in the process, because Jedi Realist Radio is definitely my own brand. But Knights of Awakening gave me my start. They gave me a chance to express my voice, and I would not be doing these episodes if it wasn't for KOA. I'm actually also hoping that KOA starts bringing up a thicker lineup, because there are so many people with so many voices, and the more we express our voices, the stronger community is going to get. I know Chuck is working on the Labyrinth show. He's been doing it for a while. It's like 3 years deep. You know, Chuck's been doing it. You gotta give the man props. And Thompson, he's doing his Astro show on Wednesdays. I think it's going to be at 4 o'clock. No, 3 o'clock. No, 4 o'clock Eastern time, I think. I'm going to double-check with KOA and check their time slots, and I want to make sure I give you guys the right information. So, you know, keep checking out my Facebook page. Just Facebook.com, and just put Jedi Realist Radio. Trust me, you'll find me. If you can't, you can also find me at thejedirealist@gmail.com. Feel free to send me messages. Hate messages work just fine for me, because, you know, I love getting, you know, warm, happy messages, but, you know, if you really don't like me, do me a favor, just put something other than you suck, because that's not going to do a damn thing for me to help me benefit my show in any way, shape, or form. So if you think I suck, please tell me why. That way I know what I can do to refocus my show. And if I just get a you suck message, I'll send you a love you back message, because I know that's just people just being dumbasses. Aside from that, again, gathering's coming up. If you're interested in hearing more about it, let me know. Just send me an email. You know, I kind of go from there. I'll kind of direct you to the right people that you want to talk to. Aside from that, you know, I want to thank, unfortunately, we had more bad weather, and I had no internet at my house, so I'm sitting here at Burger King about maybe less than a football field from my house, so their poor staff has been sitting here listening to me prattle on, which I definitely feel bad for them. All right, that's got my 9-second warning. Thanks to all my friends who've been supporting me for getting me to get myself back on Blog Talk Radio. A lot of things are going on. I'm going to start posting some YouTube videos and really work on growing the brand a little bit more. Thanks to my family who supports me no matter how crazy my ideas seem to be. And thanks to my good friends in Chicago and Indiana, Gabe, Ross, Boom, Crystal, Kit, Mendez, Paris, God, the list goes on. I love you all. I cannot wait to see you guys in a couple weeks. Till then, I'll post up my next episode as soon as I get the idea to. Hopefully it'll be next Sunday, hopefully about this time. Until then, may the Universal Life Source bless you with compassion, wisdom, strength, and courage. Love and light, MJ Hannigan signing out.